it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Candace Parker, for those who don't know, retired on Sunday after 16 years in the WNBA. Her career includes two WNBA MVPs, a Finals MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, three WNBA championships, two gold medals, incredibly decorated. I wasn't too surprised by her retirement. She had a season-ending injury this past year with the Aces and Las Vegas Aces, and didn't play when they won the WNBA.
Had a lot of money on that game too.
Oh, really?
Gamble in sports, and I certainly don't gamble on women's sports.
So, she has one of the most decorated careers. So let's start with comparing Candace Parker to Shamika Holtzclaw.
Well, hold on a second. You're getting ahead of yourself. Let's go to Four Downs. It's brought to you by our good friends at Dynasty Pools and Spas. Dynasty Pools and Spas right there in Athens.
Four Downs brought to you by Dynasty Spas, the most comfortable spas made in the United States of America, right here in East Tennessee. Drop in for the all-new showroom in Athens, Dynasty Spas, perfect for all four seasons. Four Downs, presented by Off the Hook Sports.
All right, so before we get to the first down of the downs, the moral of the story, Coop, what do people need to do?
Cooper Mays here. Hit like and subscribe.
Is Candace Parker versus Shamika Holtzclaw. So Caleb and I were talking over the weekend, and he shared with me the thought that many Lady Vol fans believe that Candace Parker is a better player than Shamika Holtzclaw, or vice versa. And it happens to be a strong feeling among those Lady Vols. So what is your stance between the two, Parker and Holtzclaw?
Oh, I was going to save that for fourth down.
Okay, let's do it right now.
Coop here.
All right. You've got Shamika Holtzclaw, whose numbers aren't quite as good as Candace Parker. How close are they? And do you think that should matter in how we judge the two?
Yeah, so an average per game numbers, which I think matters. Shamika Holtzclaw averaged one more point per game for her career. But Candace Parker's true shooting percentage was about 58%, and Shamika Holtzclaw's was slightly below 55%. They had the same number of rebounds per game. They averaged the same number of assists per game. Shamika Holtzclaw averaged about 0.2 more steals. But here's the big one, Dave. Candace Parker averaged three times as many blocks as Shamika Holtzclaw. So that's the only area where they're significantly different. And Candace Parker's significantly better. Candace averaged 2.5 blocks per game. Shamika averaged just under a block per game. And Candace Parker, that was the big difference for her. She's arguably the best interior defender of all time. And we talk about and you texted me about this yesterday. When you talk about a player that Pat Summitt, that literally fits what Pat Summitt wants to build, that's Candace Parker. What did Pat Summitt love? Interior defense and rebounding. And nobody did interior defense and rebounding like Candace Parker. So because of that, yeah, Candace Parker wins on numbers, but slightly.
All right. What down, Coop?
Cooper Mays here. Second down.
Thank you, Coop. You're wrong because Shamika Holtzclaw won three championships. Candace Parker could just squeeze out one.
Two. She got two.
Two. Excuse me.
Put some respect on Candace Parker's name.
My bad.
Yes, I can't argue with career accomplishments with Shamika Holtzclaw. I can't in terms of career accomplishments at Tennessee. I can argue it with the WNBA because Candace had a better WNBA career than Shamika Holtzclaw. All due respect, I want to be fair up front. Shamika Holtzclaw battled depression really severely, by the way. So the fact that she was even a six-time WNBA All-Star is remarkable. I think if she didn't have the issues with depression that hadn't been addressed, she probably would have been a Hall of Famer too. But
let's don't forget too, she overcame throughout her youth the hearing issue. I think we're all Shamiqua Holtzclaw fans here. She overcame a lot. All right. So,
So I guess all I was going to say was, just to give her credit, she had 3 straight national titles and she was 2-time national player of the year, called unanimous, whereas Candace Parker only 1 time. So in career accomplishments, I give you Shamiqua Holtzclaw, but we'll keep going. Sorry.
Okay. What down, Coop?
Tennessee center Cooper Mays here. 3rd down.
Who did more with less? I don't know the Lady Vols as well as you do, but I would say Candace Parker based off the eye test when I watched them play.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night, ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga, Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Guys, now, I'm going to give credit to Shamiqua Holtzclaw with the 97 national title run. That probably was the least supporting cast between the two, but for their overall career, it's Candace Parker. Shamiqua Holtzclaw played 2 years with Tamika Catchings as a teammate. That's another WNBA Hall of Famer, okay? Candace Parker had nobody on the level of Tamika Catchings as a member of her supporting cast. She had solid role players. Nikki Anasicki, Alexis Hornbuckle, Sydney Spencer for 1 year when she won the national title, Shannon Bobbitt, but... I mean, Shamiqua Holtzclaw had better talent, guys. She had Tamika Catchings. She had Samika Randall. Before that, she had Michelle Marciniak. She had recently fired Lady Vols head coach Kelly Harper, who, whatever you think about her, when she was Kelly Jolly, she was a heck of a point guard at Tennessee. Okay, Shamiqua Holtzclaw was the best player. And that 97 run was incredible. But because she didn't have Tamika Catchings on that team, there was less talent than what Parker had in either of her 2 title teams. But on the 99 team that lost to Duke in the Elite Eight, that team was loaded. Shamiqua Holtzclaw had Tamika Catchings as a sophomore by that point, and she lost to Duke in the Elite Eight. Candace Parker never had a Tamika Catchings as a teammate, ever.
No. It felt like a one-man or one-woman team. When you watched that team play, did it not? It felt a lot like Tennessee got at the end of the season when they would depend on Dalton Connect too much, the end of the regular season.
Yes. As a matter of fact, it's funny you bring that up, because there was a game, it was the Final Four game that year, Tennessee beat LSU 47-46. And I know Candace Parker didn't hit the game-winning shot, but it was 47-46. And here's why. If Candace Parker wasn't scoring, Dave, hardly anybody else was scoring. And if Candace Parker wasn't scoring, you know how they won? With Candace Parker's defense. That's how they won their games. If Candace Parker wasn't scoring, they were going to have to win games in the 40s and 50s. That was one of the most boring teams to watch, Pat Summitt's final national title team, because there was no offense outside of Candace Parker.
Okay. On it. What down, Coop?
All SEC center Cooper Mays here. 4th down.
Who you taking? Is it close and why?
It's close. I'm taking Candace Parker. I know Shamiqua had the career accomplishments, guys. And I think Shamika's Holtzclaw is probably more beloved at Tennessee than Candace Parker because she was a 4-year player. Candace Parker was a 3-year player, but Candace Parker did have the ACL injury her first year. But Candace Parker's the better player. She was the better player in college. She was the better player in the pros. She really put that team on, those 2 title teams on her back more than Shamiqua Holtzclaw did. And it's close. And I say that, as you know, Dave, with all due respect to Shamiqua Holtzclaw. I love her. I have so much respect for her, the human.
It's close in your mind.
It's close. It's close.
Is Candace Parker, in your opinion, the best women's basketball player to ever play?
I mean, I think on the interior, yes. I think that she's the best interior women's basketball player. Now, when you start talking about kind of some guard play and people like that, I mean, you're talking... It's hard for me to put her over somebody. Like, she's right there with Breonna Stewart and Maya Moore and like those 2 UConn players. And I know Lady Vol fans are going to kill me for saying those 2, but I can't straight up put her over those guys or Diana Taurasi, but she's in the tier with them. She's in the tier with them, with those 3.